All right, and welcome back to the Gulf Coast Growth Show virtual edition. Again, I'm your host, Jason Lee. My co-host, Clint Aiken, not able to be here with our virtual shows, but we look forward to getting back into our studio. It'll be nice. Still trying to figure out how we're going to do 6 foot of distance in the studio. So in the meantime, we've got Zoom. We're doing some quick hit, valuable information shows to keep people informed on what I believe is the real news, right? The things that are really taking place from real people out making a difference. And so today we are blessed to, and again, I'll tell anybody this, local government's probably the most critical place for you to be involved in your communities and pay attention to what's going on. And so today we have Mayor Jerry Mouton. He is the owner of Texas Lawn and Sprinklers, but he's also the mayor of Deer Park, right over there, a beautiful little town where I grew up, right there, and doing some great things. And so the Economic Alliance is very thankful to have him on today. I'm going to formally turn it over for his personal introduction here in a moment, but want to remind everybody today's show is really to highlight the impact of local government. We've actually got several mayors coming on in the next few weeks to tell you the work that they're doing inside of their local governments and also how they're collaborating with each other, really the nuances that go in to working with your peer group. And then we're going to highlight a little bit about how the Economic Alliance involves themselves with local cities to be a part of their development and the work that's taking place. And then we'll wrap up. For those that don't know, Mayor Mouton is not just a great mayor, not just a great business operator, but he's identified and recognized amongst his peers as a great leader and does that both at home in the community and inside of his business. So he's going to talk a little bit about leadership as we wrap up. So with that being said, Mayor, thank you for being on today. I'll turn it over to you for kind of an introduction, your background, what kind of got you where you're at today, and then tell us a little bit about really the involvement of local city government.
Jason, it's a privilege to be with you today, and I as you appreciate that introduction. It's very becoming and very kind and courteous of you to introduce me in such a studious fashion. I don't always see myself that way, so it always catches me a little off guard when someone has some nice accolades to go along with the efforts that sometimes are misunderstood and what happens on a local level in regards to our local government. But I'd like to start out with one aspect of what you had mentioned just a minute ago with the Economic Alliance and the role it plays. And one of the biggest indicators or things that I've been keeping my eye on is how all of this, the measures of the COVID are affecting our economic foundation, to put it mildly, and trying to grasp and understand the trends that may be occurring. Not just during this season, but what is to come. Most economists use data to predict the future outlays of understanding how this is going to occur. And what we do know is there's going to be some new norms come out of this that will be, to use a word out of some of my graduate studies, there's going to be some disruptions to the norms and in some aspects of new ways that we're going to have to do things. And if meeting with you today on Zoom is not a good example, I bet all of us now have become a lot more familiar with either WebEx or Zoom in regards to hosting meetings that you would have never thought about doing it online because you'd have just done it in person. And now we're finding alternate ways to continue to operate and facilitate to what we do, whether it be in business or in government.
Sounds great. I think that's a spot on. I think one of the things that we are all fighting right now is that overwhelming sense of having to embrace this new world. It's not going to be, I think what the last couple of months have shown us is that it's this is it. So we'll the next 12, 18 months until we've got a solution, it's going to be how do you adapt and overcome? And so I think that's a great call out. I know that, especially with the shutdowns, and then also you guys play such a role there in the local community of the work that's taking place, really all of those cities that are bridged up against, and you actually have multiple counties that really have to work in collaborative order to work because there's so many essential employees right there across that 225, 146 corridor. even across 610 that loops over. So everything there is a pocket of just tons of productivity that this region is counting on. Tell us a little bit about how you embrace working with your peer group amidst this, you know, really kind of chaotic environment that we're faced with right now.
Well, the way you describe that, I think it's good to start out by, you know, a lot of us, when we talk about this region, it's really a 9-county metroplex that all surrounds Harris County, and we're connected in so many ways. You don't actually sometimes understand it, but employees drive from different regions, and you know, goods and services are commuted back and forth, and essential supplies are shipped back and forth in regards to making our region what it is, which is an economic engine for not only the state, but for the whole nation in so many words, in regards to the productions and the products that we produce out here. So every little thing plays an important role, and it's impacted in many different ways. When you were talking about how we all work together, it's sometimes not understood that when you have regulations coming down from the federal level, or the state level, or even, which a lot of folks has been on the county level, all of these measures are implemented on the local level. So it's an impacting ripple effect thing where we've got to take these measures and figure out how to implement them, and understanding how it's going to impact not only the city internally, but externally, the constituents that live in the community. And then going back to part of our conversation today, how it impacts business, and trying to find that common sense approach. We're all definitely dependent upon each other, and it amazes me how some don't see it that way. But as far as the regionally, our cities on the east end, in particularly around the Alliance, and how the areas that the Alliance serves are vitally important, that we're all working together to make sure all this is done where it minimizes negative impacts, and it allows businesses to survive in this current environment, because that's what a lot of it's boiling down to. It's not, you know, in most cases of an emergency status, it's a short time frame of a hurricane hits, we rebuild and we move on. And this is now started in March, and we're in July, and I'm starting to have people ask me the question, how long is this going to go on? And really no one has a good grasp of an understanding of how long we could be in this kind of mode that we're in.
Yeah, I think you just summarized some great things there. I think a reminder to everybody that's out there, especially at the local level, you see right there, Mayor's got his company shirt on. That's not just for advertising. I would think that he's actually probably spending a significant amount of work doing his job today, on top of the fact that he's also doing the job of running the city and collaborating with that. And so when you really think about the power and the impact, most of you guys pocketed over in that corner were local guys. You don't move in from New York to run for mayor of Deer Park. You know, you live in Deer Park, and you care about Deer Park, and then you become mayor of Deer Park, or mayor of Baytown, or mayor of Pasadena, right? And so I think you just really define some really critical things, and I think people need to understand that. So when it comes to the Economic Alliance and regional prosperity, tell me a little bit about what you've seen and witnessed, and or the importance of organizations like that and how they play a role, and even your job and the decisions that you guys are able to make there at the city.
Well, it's a very specialized niche, I guess is the best way to wrap it around. And what does the Economic Alliance do? Of course, I'm preaching to the choir, but from the mayor's perspective, if I were to go that route, it's vitally important to understand the foundation of what our economic foundation is, and how can we help facilitate economic growth or sustainability in any aspect. And when you start wrapping your mind around that, it's kind of missed sometimes that when you say Shell Deer Park, you don't seem to understand that that's one of 28 strategic locations that Shell globally owns and operates around the world. And that's just one part of what they do in this thing. So it's a global market impact. And a lot of times you've got foreign subsidies that are coming in that want to be in this region, and you need someone that specializes in understanding how all the dominoes fall in regards to if someone needs to expand their facility, what's a good way to do it? Because a lot of times you've got people coming in from out of this region that are trying to understand how does it work in Texas or in the county. And so the Economic Alliance has been a tremendous boost in regards to promoting what we have going here to the world economy, and actually helping businesses that have been established in the area grow and expand. So it's a tremendous niche that I think can be misunderstood or not fully understood, because we drive by there every day. Oh, that's Shell Deer Park, and we just think of it being a local company, but that is a global company with a large strategic interest, and we all play a role in that park.
Absolutely, and that's why I think it's so important for people to understand the significance of the local leaders who have to, in a sense, serve as advocates for the region. And then the Alliance, really their job, the purpose of the show is to help brand and bring awareness to this little pocket, the people. You know, people are an important component. And so when you bring leaders out in front like you today and show people, hey, these are individuals who care about the community, who want to be a part of that community, who want to create jobs in that community, what it ultimately translates to is more success for the community. You just said it, Shell Deer Park. There's a Shell Venezuela somewhere right now where someone's trying to get them to do more projects there. And so, you know, everybody's fighting for the same dollars. And I think at the end of the day, the goal and the objective is, how do we make them come to this region? How do we show them the fruitfulness, the collaborative efforts, the teamwork? You know, you can hashtag Houston strong, but inside of that, there's really Deer Park strong, Pasadena strong, Baytown strong, because they really are a collaborative effort. There's a lot of work that goes on there. We've talked a little bit about background there. I know me, right? I'm enthused to hear from you, but let's talk a little bit about leadership, because I think we could all stand to gain from a person who has to face multiple decisions on a regular basis. I know last year there was some disruption over there in Deer Park with a lot of, I can't remember the name of it now. So I'm drawing a blank, but we had a few hiccups there on 225. And so, and you had to bear the brunt of a lot of conversations and face a lot of obstacles. So it's not always easy. You know, it's not just signing the mayor stamp on things and moving on. You have to face a lot of tough stuff every day. So tell us a little bit about what it means to you to be a leader.
In any aspect of that question, and it's a deep question, I think leadership is heavily dependent upon relationships and the relationships you develop, not only on a local level, but a regional level. One of the first questions I asked with staff when I came on as mayor, and looking back, not realizing how important of a question it was, and here was the question: who do I need to know that I don't know right now before I need to know them? And that old saying, it's not what you know, but who you know, is a really important factor in some aspects of the equation of when you get into these scenarios, because it's easy to be a leader when nothing's going wrong, right? If everything's clicking along right and everything's working the way it's supposed to be, your business plan works really well, and you're just making all kind of money, and you get it, right? But how many businesses you know, Jason, that have that continuous thing where the trajectory, according to the economists, always goes straight up? Well, we know it doesn't, right?
No.
So if you look at any economic trends, it goes up, and what is it? It goes down, and it goes up, and there's reasons why all that happens, because things happen outside of our scenarios. And so when things occur, you have to develop it's hard to develop a relationship in the middle of an emergency. And I think going back to the event you were talking about was the ITC event with the fire, and now we've got COVID, and the year before that we had Harvey. And so it's been an interesting three to 6 years in regards to just the magnitude and the relationships you build on every level, from the county to the state level, and even on the federal level. It all plays a role and aspects of how you deal with it. But the biggest ones is working with our local mayors and with the cities. And we all build our responses based on certain perimeters. But when it's all said and done, there's a little word that I know is heavily used in the industry, and it's called mutual aid. And there becomes points and times in any aspect of a response where you have to call on relationships and partnerships to come help you work through this situation. And I know in every aspect of this scenario, we keep in contact. And I know I talk with a lot of the plant managers to see how they're going. I've been speaking with different ones recently, Dow and Shell Deer Park. And I know Shell last week announced some reductions in positions on their deal. And one of the words that the plant manager used was trying to value the market that they're in and adjust to remain competitive. And it spoke really right into the middle of some of my graduate studies on my MBA, which I just finished recently, which is a big deal. You know, staying competitive in a competitive market is important when your trends are going up and down, and how do you position yourself to be in that next wave of being on the cutting edge of competition. But on a local level, working with each of the cities, finding out where we can help each other when we need help. If you take Harvey, we were kind of spared, and a lot of our neighboring cities had some more dire situations, and it was nice to be able to send support and aid and help them. And if you take the ITC fire, that was a magnitude times 10 that every agency in the region, to the county, to the state, everybody was required, because that was an event that was big enough where you had to have all hands on deck to really do it to fight the situation and come out on the other end.
Well, thank you for citing that. And I think you just hit the nail on the head. It takes a special type of person to not only, take on in addition to their job and their role, but to just step into those shoes and period. You have to have a certain level of passion. But there's no way you can't do it without being a leader and understanding. And the real great takeaways I got were relationships and mutual aid. And I think when it's all said and done, that starts with being, at the end of the day, your integrity and being a good person. You know, if you genuinely care about people, you sign up for a job to make a difference in people. And that's what leaders do. And I think sometimes in the midst of politics, we forget that the guy standing there trying to make the decision for the city has got the weight of the world on his back. And at the end of the day, he's a good guy. He's a guy who opted up, not just you, but, you know, these are people who have sacrificed hours and multiple years and probably a couple of years on your life at the end from added stress just from saying, I'm going to figure out how I'm going to make a difference. And so with that being said, we talk a lot about that, but I think it's really important that we always identify, regardless of where you stand, the desires of a collaborative effort. So I love to see that. Sometimes we get lost in a global perspective or a national perspective. And that's the purpose of this show, because at a local level, at a 10-mile radius from even over here in Pearland, over to down to League City across Clear Lake, I've had the pleasure and opportunity of watching the collaborative efforts with organizations like the local chambers and the local economic alliance and some of the contractor relationships really team up to say, we've got to get together and make it happen. You know, right. And I think that's just one of the beautiful things about what we do and what you guys do at the local level. So just a reminder, be involved, get to know your people. If you're in Deer Park, you need to know Mayor Mouton, because they're there to serve you. So with that being said, as we wrap up the episode, is there anything else we didn't cover, any stone that we didn't unturn that you want to make sure you highlight?
No, but I'll just put a plug in regards to some aspects of the alliance, because that becomes a hub in so many cases of developing relationships and working through magnitude and issues. And I know there's a number of committees that I'm involved with on how do we address situations moving forward when you're dealing with growth. And I know the alliance has been a tremendous hub of helping our region. And a lot of what we've talked about occurs in so many loose scenarios through the alliance and building relationships and getting to know different people. I know infrastructure is a big one, that we work really close with the Alliance and a lot of our neighboring communities and how we come together to find solutions. And I would say that from a regional perspective, one thing I'm very, very proud of is how in many, many cases, we're on the cutting edge of being an example for many around the world that come into this region. And I know the Alliance has been the host of a lot of them in regards to how are you solving these problems? And they just come in and they'll sit down at some round tables and ask questions, and it all works. And it makes me feel proud that in many cases, we are just finding solutions to problems. And I appreciate the opportunity to share with you today and share what tidbit of information I have and contribute to this whole thing, which makes our region so special.
Fantastic. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you, and you hit the nail on the head. One of our previous guests had just said, behind the gates, the easiest way to get behind the gates is to have the relationships. You don't just jump the fence and you don't just cold call, but that really answers the questions for a lot of people. If you're not actively involved, if you own, operate a business, if you want to own, operate a business, you can't just put your sign in the front and hope, especially in the local community, that you're going to get walked in to everywhere you want to be. You gotta be involved. You gotta be connected. You gotta work with your peer groups, and you gotta have a vested interest in the area and the region that you support. So, I would highly encourage, if you're not involved with your local organizations that involve themselves with local government and connect with them, that you do get involved and you better understand how the Alliance works, and also how the other peer groups that support them work, because they're all in it together. And so, Mayor, we appreciate you. We know you're working behind the scenes all the time, as well as all of our other local governing bodies, and trying to make the right decisions for the people that you serve. And so, again, thank you for that. To our audience, we would ask you, again, tune in weekly. We're going to be putting out, I've got several other local leaders coming on board, different people who are actively involved behind the scenes. We're trying to get you great information that you can share with your peers. Always tune in. You can go to the Houston, the Economic Alliance Houston Port Regions webpage, and you can subscribe to any of our channels there. But we're on YouTube, your favorite, Spotify, wherever you want to tune in from your phone. You can always find us at the Gulf Coast Growth Show. And again, connect to myself. Make sure to connect to my partner, my peer, Clint Aiken, on LinkedIn. Follow us. See the work that we're doing. Try to stay tuned in and connected, because we want to keep you informed and engaged. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You guys have a great week.